In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of heaven and earth, Saint Joseph, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, who we celebrate today in the Church's liturgy, was born in the year 1090. And some at least, will consider him to be one of the fathers of the Church, but that's a little bit late to be kind of a father of the Church, because a father of the Church is someone who was associated with someone who was associated with or was a disciple of one of the apostles. And 1090 is kind of late in the timeline for that, but obviously he is a doctor of the Church, and Saint Bernard obviously was aware of the apostolic tradition. He was familiar with the early Church fathers, and he was able to present the doctrine of the Church from its earliest ages and to synthesize it and to present it in a very eloquent manner. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux is known as the mellifluous doctor, honeyed speech, because when he spoke, especially about Our Lady, or when he wrote about Our Lady, he wrote very beautiful things. Some attribute it to Salve Regina to him, other Marian Latin hymns. Obviously, he is one who helps us see that the apostolic tradition of the Church is Our Lady is the mediatrix of all graces, that she's the neck of the Church. He referred to Our Lady in many of his writings, the neck which connects the head to the body. And he did much to further the Cistercian monastic way of life. Matter of fact, it was almost dying when Saint Bernard entered the order in Citeaux, France, at the age of 23. He came from a very noble family. He was well educated in the university of the day. And at the age of 23, he decided he wanted to become a monk. He was always a very pious young man, always given to prayer. And he must have been a very charismatic figure, very dynamic personality, because he attracted his own brothers and relatives to enter into the monastery with him. And when he came to knock on the door of the monastery of Citeaux, France, he had 36 other noblemen with him, his brothers and relatives, friends. He had convinced them that monastic life was the life for them. You'd have to be very good at convincing people that, even in his day, I'm sure. But he was a dynamic young man, and he obviously was well gifted by God. And so here he brought 36 new novices to this monastery when he entered. And later on, when he made his profession, shortly afterwards, they recognized in him already, even though just newly professed and maybe not a monk for very many years, they sent him with 12 other monks to establish the monastery at Clairvaux, which he had made famous by being the abbot there for many years. He did much to further the Church's work. He was on fire and full of zeal for the work of the Church, for evangelization. I think it's because, obviously, he was a very Marian saint from looking at his writings and his piety, that Our Lady gave him that zeal for souls. He was even asked by the Pope to preach the Second Crusade, which he did willingly, going around France and Germany, encouraging the faithful to go out and defend the Holy Land and defend the Christians in the Holy Land from the oppressive onslaughts of the Muslims during his time. And we can see that times have not changed very much with the oppressive and very barbaric treatment of Christians by the Muslims in the current situation in the Middle East today. It is something that the church even has the right to come to the defense of its faithful. We're not a pacifist church. You know, we believe that there are times when we must come to the defense of our brothers and sisters. And whoever thinks that somehow we are pacifists has not been, they haven't read the catechism. But obviously, if someone is being attacked and their faith especially is being endangered, and this is the sad situation of young children and women who are being taken off as slaves and as concubines, that their faith is endangered, and the future of Christianity is being endangered in that area because of this very wicked behavior. And someone needs to come to the aid and defense of these people. And St. Bernard preached the crusade in his day. And if you want to call it a crusade or not a crusade, still to come to the defense of those who are being treated terribly and oppressed and persecuted by those who do not at all. It's hatred for the faith, obviously, and they need to be defended and helped. The crusade that St. Bernard preached was not successful, and many of those would like to gainsay, and even, you know, historians today will fault St. Bernard for preaching the crusade. But St. Bernard said that the real reason why the crusade failed was not because the crusade in itself was a bad thing. He said it failed because the people involved were not virtuous. Their sinful behavior is what caused it to fail. And when we look at our world today, we can say to ourselves, well, maybe that's why many of our military endeavors and our actions in the past have failed, because we are not virtuous. We are not living good lives. And we know that even Saint Joan of Arc scolded the knights of her day because they were not living virtuous lives, and said that if they wanted to be successful soldiers, they had to stop sinning. And maybe the same could be said today. If we have we have lost our moral courage and our moral and our insight and our wisdom because we have given ourselves over to vice. Obviously, we have politicians who are leaders who are not at all interested in virtue. Obviously, we can't see where our moral compass is messed up when we allow abortion to be continuing for over 40 years. And, you know, they're all, we get upset over in the Middle East when they're cutting people's heads off and decapitating people. We've been doing that to babies in this country for the last 40 years, and it hasn't got us riled up about it. So it seems that we need to get our moral compass back in line. But anyway, St. Bernard preached a crusade. He saw the necessity, he saw the Pope saw the need for it, and St. Bernard saw the virtue behind it, and he preached it. And the fact that those who were involved didn't carry it through and were not doing so with the proper intention, you know, for a good act to be done, it has to be good in three things: intention, the end for which you act, and the way in which you act, the way in which you carry it out. If you don't do it properly in those three ways, it won't end up being a good act. And so let us today pray for our government leaders, pray for those who have any position of authority, that they will truly see the importance of, first and foremost, attending to God's law and living a life that is pleasing to Him. And if they do that, then they will have the graces they need to carry out their duties, to make sure that their authority is truly operating with the greatest prudence and wisdom involved. Let us ask St. Bernard today, as we honor his memory, to also ask him to help us to be on fire with the faith as he was, to be zealous for souls, and that God may raise up young people today who may be as influential as he is to attract souls to serve him in religious life, priesthood, to carry out their vocations. You know, this is the thing, that we must be witnesses and walking advertisements, you might say, for the faith, because we see the good in us. That'll be the thing that attracts people to priesthood, religious life, or good marriage life, is because they see good example. They see virtue. And St. Bernard was so effective that they said that the mothers used to hide their sons when he came visiting a village to preach because they were afraid they'd be attracted to monastic life. And he was called, in one sense, they called him a thief because he'd steal so many young vocations, young men to come and serve in the monastery. We need those kind of souls today that are so attractive because of the good that they do and the good that they are because they are following Christ, that they will be a magnet for souls for heaven as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.